IVM IVM
Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of IVM Likes. Hey, I'm Antariksh Tucker. I'm the host for this episode. Joining me on this episode are Jalasmi. Hey Jalasmi again, what's up Jalasmi?
Hello, how is everybody? I hope everybody's doing fine.
Yep, I hope
and how are you, Antariksh?
All good, man. Thank you so much for asking. And joining Jalasmi and me is Rishikesh. Rishikesh, what is happening, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Antariksh?
Yep. You know, I was always going to say Rishi K because that'll be like a radio thing. And then we can just have Rishi do an impression of Rishi K. So, aaiye, dosto, boliye, kya chal raha hai aajkal? Aapki love life mein kya hai? I don't know how
it is. No, that's not how Rishi K talks, just okay, by the way.
Okay, let's hear your Rishi K impressions, Jalasmi.
I mean, nobody can do his impressions. Like,
okay.
You should ask Vinay, he can do it.
Yeah, that's possible. Who's your favorite, just a random question, who's your favorite RJ? Like, you don't have, it doesn't
RJ?
Like you worked. Yeah, do you have a favorite RJ in India?
Yes, I do. Jimmy, Radio Mirchi, Bangalore, because I have been listening to his show. Matlab, jab main wahan thi, obviously not here. But yeah, he is one of my favorite RJs.
I used to love Jitu Raj. I think that's 93.5 or
92.7. 98.3, yeah. Morning. He still hosts the morning show. He is also very, good. very nice.
Dude, and he talks so well, dude. And he talks so nicely in English and Hindi, which I find super impressive.
And cool. Urdu and Marathi and Gujarati.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what a baller, dude. Yeah. Nice. Very cool. Any favorite RJs? Just starting off with that random question.
I don't remember right now. But I think RJ Malishka.
RJ Malishka. Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good one. Malishka, yeah. She still had this... Malishka still had this segment about where she would talk to other Mumbikers about like cool things that they've done in their life or something. I'm forgetting the exact segment, but I remember I used to like it quite a lot. Anyway, guys, for those of you who are joining us for the first time on IVM Likes, listening to this show for the first time, firstly, thank you so much for joining us. And how this show works is on every episode, in the first half, we give you guys some awesome recommendations for things we have checked out recently. And we think that you should as well, because you might just like it as much as we do. And in the second half, we talk about like a topic, a pop culture topic. And on this episode, we're going to talk about car movies or movies with cars in them or movies that feature cars. That can be racing oriented. It can be just like a road movie where you're traveling from point A to point B or just driving in general. I don't know. It can be people sleeping in cars and that's the movie or something. I don't know how it works. Something I've done quite a lot in my college days where I would just bunk college and just spend the day in the car with a friend, just chilling, smoking, you know, how it goes. Young people. Anyway, let's get this show started.
I should say hashtag not all young people.
Hashtag not all young people are bad people. not all young people like to waste away their life like I did in my college days. Anyway, let us move on to the recommendations. Let's get to this. Jalasmi, would you like to start us off with your recommendation for this episode?
Yes. So I would like to recommend Nuisance to everybody. It's by this organization called The News Laundry.
Yeah.
And they have this segment on YouTube.
Correct. I watched this.
Yeah. It's too good. They call out all the primetime journalists for all the crap that they've been putting out on TV. At the same time, the host is also, she presents facts and figures which... are like, you know, देखो ये लोग गलत बोल रहे हैं इनकी बात मत मानना. This is actually what is happening. And, you know, she presents it in a funny way and it's worth watching. Definitely worth watching.
Correct. Dude, Meghnad from News Laundry.
Meghnad Desai, yeah.
We actually have a show with him. We've done a show at IVM called How to Citizen.
Yes.
It's a very good show. Please, to all our listeners, please go and check that out. How to Citizen, hosted by Meghnad S and Shreyas Manohar. Yeah, it's a very cool show. But yeah, News Laundry is very good, firstly, as a news organization, because I love that they troll other news organizations for the shit that they say. Firstly, that. And Nuisance is a great show. Dude, I heard News Laundry and Nuisance, particularly in particular, got a cease and desist notice recently for like a news article that they covered. I think they got it from Times Now or Republic or something. I think they were talking about the TRP case. Someone like sued them. This just happened very recently. I'm forgetting the exact reason they got sued, but yeah, dude, more power to them. Hope they survive forever.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
ठीक है जो लोग अच्छा काम करते हैं उनको कब कुछ ना कुछ ऐसे होता ही है which is fine.
Yeah. What is that saying, dude? के जब लोग तुम्हारी बुराई करने लगे तो समझ लेना
That's when you should know कि Yes,
yeah.
exactly.
That's a guru dialogue. I think, yeah, I just remember that's a guru. It was from the guru. Abhishek Bachchan's great movie.
And the host is also lovely. Okay, Manisha Pandey, the way she, you know, talks. I think it's just fun to watch.
Okay, yeah.
Infotainment.
I would agree. Another great infotainment channel is similar to so New Nuisance is kind of like satire, right? Political satire.
Yes.
Another great channel, just a... randomly is Deshbhakt Akash Banerjee.
Akash Banerjee.
I'm a huge fan of Akash Banerjee's and I love his takes on most things.
Oh, you know, he was also an RJ just by the way.
Akash Banerjee was an RJ?
Yeah, I think he was in Radio Mirchi.
Really? Oh, wow, I had no idea. That is cool. That makes sense, dude. He can talk really well.
Yes.
Makes sense. Nice. Very, very well. Cool. Rishi, what about you? What's your recommendation?
I would like to recommend Cobra Kai.
So, Cobra Kai!
Series right now.
Yeah.
The thing I picked it up it's, through Joe Rogan's recommendations.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. It's a it's a continuation of the Karate Kid story, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an American martial arts comedy drama.
Yeah. Correct. But actually, is it actually funny? Funny?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's sometimes it can be cringy. You know,
okay, but like cringe humor is fine. Yeah. Cringe humor is still funny. Yeah, that's fine.
There are some kind of dad jokes on it.
Okay, fair.
But you know, it's like it's revolved around karate.
Revolves around karate.
That's a great part. Yeah.
Okay.
It debuted in 2018 on YouTube Red. And the second season again debuted on YouTube Red in 2019. And then Netflix picked it up. And you know, now the season... 3 debuted on Netflix around,
So wait, you're saying the first season was on YouTube, right? It's on YouTube.
Yeah,
right?
And the second season as well,
And the third season now is on Netflix only?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, wow, dude. That, how often does that happen? That happens to like, I can think of like 3 or 4 times. Maybe maybe 2 or 3 times that has happened. So number one...
At first, I thought that all the seasons are on Netflix. But when I was watching, I saw the YouTube Red logo. And I was like, oh, shit.
Dude, I remember the first 2 seasons were on YouTube Red. That I remember. But a YouTube Red show making it then onto Netflix is kind of impressive.
Yeah, it's big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Like, the only time I can think of something like that happening is... actually, I can think of 2 other instances. One is Arrested Development. It was on, I think, Fox. Was the channel used to air on. And then it after 3 seasons, it went off air. Like they discontinued it. And then after 6 years after going off air, it came back because of popular demand on Netflix.
And, even with Netflix Lucifer as well, right?
Is it same in Lucifer?
Lucifer? Yeah.
Okay, cool. And the other instance I can think about is comedians in cars getting coffee. It used to be on Crackle. And now from season 10, I think, or season 9 onwards, it is now on Netflix. Because Seinfeld signed like a $100 million deal with Netflix or something. Crazy. So
I mean, it's a great show. If you are into karate or something, did you like play karate during your school time?
I did, man. I reached yellow belt.
I reached orange.
Reached orange. That's much farther, dude. Wow, that's very cool. A yellow belt is like the first belt after white belt. So yeah, that was all the karate I did in my schooling. You reached orange belt. Orange belt is after what, man? After what stage?
I think it's the third level, I think.
Oh, it's the third level. So like, it's white, yellow, then orange?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool, man. What was your shout? Was it, hoi? Or was it, what was the other one? I don't even remember, hoi! Was that your shout also?
No, I think it was the same, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I've heard like some other shouts, no? There'll be like, ha! I don't know. I just made that up.
I think that was the only fun part of just shouting.
Yeah, correct. It should be
as
nice.
Loud as possible. Yeah.
Nice should be another shout. Nice. Bad. Choose any word. You know, like it's like yoga chanting, like how you have your own yoga chant. Like not everyone uses Om, right? Om is like not everyone, you know, that's a Western
thing.
Do
yoga as well?
I don't at all. Do I look like I look? No. I do yoga, man. But thanks.
I do yoga.
No, chalo.
Oh, you do?
So I was feeling, I was getting FOMO, but chalo, thank God you spoke about yoga. Yes, I do yoga.
Okay, what belt are you in yoga? Oh, no, that's not what
I can say. I can say if there were belts in yoga, I would be an orange belt, aram se.
So third stage. Are Rishi. Wow. Nicely. Yes. Cool. So that was Cobra Kai. You can recommend by Rishi. Yeah. You can watch it on Netflix. But does Netflix have all three seasons or does Netflix have only the third season?
I think so. They might have.
Okay.
But on Wikipedia, it still shows YouTube Red and YouTube Premium.
Okay. So I guess it's not been updated. You know, it's possible that the first seasons are still on YouTube. So yeah, go check that out. I will talk about, so that you guys know The Daily Show, right? With Trevor Noah. Have you guys heard of this?
Yes.
Daily Show with Trevor Noah. So Daily Show with Trevor Noah is right now, right? Before that, it used to be The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. Then Jon Stewart, legendary comedian, won like 16, 17 Emmys hosting The Daily Show. So huge, just hugely influential in this a political late night talk show space, right? Jon Stewart retired and Trevor Noah came on the show and took over the show. Before retiring, Jon Stewart, in like his last 2 years or so, had hired a few correspondents. So correspondents are like, they're all comedians. Daily Show correspondents are all comedians who do field work. Field work as in like, they go out and talk to people and make other news stories happen, do interviews and all that, which Jon Stewart doesn't usually have time to do because he's in the studio and doing the studio stuff. So one of the correspondents, so for instance, the correspondents have included the likes of Steve Carell, the actor who was from The Office, like Michael from The Office, or Stephen Colbert, who is now doing later
his own show.
The Colbert Report before that. So Samantha Bee, she has her own show, Full Frontal with Samantha
Hassan
Bee.
Hasan Minhaj.
So yeah, like very, very funny people. Roy Wood Jr., he has hosting a couple of shows. So one of the comedians who was hired in the last year or two of Jon Stewart and is still on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah is Jordan Klepper. Okay? Jordan Klepper. He has a series called Jordan Klepper Fingers the Pulse. It's a very funny name. Basically, for the last few years, he's been going out to Trump rallies, okay, and talking to people at Trump rallies about what their views are and what their thoughts are. And he does it just so well, dude. He has this like this sarcastic kind of a tone of voice. He's always like super sarcastic, hilarious, always
so
hilarious.
Does he like pretend to be a?
He does not.
Omega.
He does not. He rides this like this gray line. Where he will never say that he supports MAGA, but he will ask questions in a way that will make the other person think, oh, maybe he supports, he's on our side.
Him, yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's on our side. So that's why they will be a little more open with him. Like they'll say like really outrageous stuff, like really like stuff which is
like
dumb and demented. Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of times it'll be like very demented, dumb stuff even. For instance, like just recently after this, during this Capitol riot thing that happened in the US, Jordan Klepper was in the grounds of, not in the grounds, sorry. He was outside and when the rallies are going on. And the violence had broken up inside. But not everyone from the rally had gone into the Capitol building. Some of them were still outside doing their whatever peaceful protest that they wanted to do. And Jordan Klepper was talking to all these people. And all these people are like, yeah, we are happy of what is going on. We should get out our politicians by the hair and all. What is this? There are people carrying placards and signboards that he talks to. There are people with guns that he talks to. Very funny, dude. And just recently, the Comedy Central channel put out a complete collection of Jordan Klepper of all in the last 4 years, actually mostly like last 5 years, because must be since the election time, since the Trump and Hillary Clinton election. So since the last 5 years, all the Trump rallies that Jordan Klepper has attended. So that entire collection is now available. I'll just tell you what it's called. Jordan Klepper versus Trump supporters, the complete collection. That's what the title is. And it's a great video. Please check it out. Please check out Jordan Klepper, all his work, and check out any segment that he does on the field for The Daily Show, because it's always hilarious. So that's my recommendation. Thank you so much. If you can just run down our recommendations again for this round, Jalasmi, what did you recommend?
Yes, I recommended Nuisance by News Laundry.
Yeah.
And I recommended Cobra Kai on Netflix.
Yep. And I recommended Jordan Klepper Fingers the Pulse, which is a segment of The Daily Show, which can be watched on YouTube for the most part. Thank you so much, guys. That's been the first half of this episode. We'll see you guys on the other side.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week on the IVM Podcast Network. If you haven't been following us on social media, please do. We're IVM Podcast on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Like to thank the sponsors on the network this week, Storytel and The Whole Truth Foods. Thank you for supporting us. So a great bunch of episodes this week. First, let me tell you about The Note with Maruk and Nayad. It was featuring Asaduddin Owaisi. She spoke to the AIMIM leader to understand what the Indian Muslim voter wants and how his party is any different from the BJP. On Advertising Is Dead, Varun spoke with Malika Sadani. Malika is the founder and CEO of The Moms Company. They discussed the science of motherhood. On Naan Curry with Sadaf and Archit, Dhananjay Chuck of the Edges and Sledges podcast showed up. So we did another crossover, this time with food and cricket. On Agla Station Adulthood, Ritasha and Ayushi talked to Gaurang Sangvi, head of digital business at DSP Mutual Fund. The episode has some logical and realistic advice, especially for millennials, on how to invest their money. Shunya One is back this week with Sheila Ditya and myself. We spoke to Anirudh Singla of Pepper Content this week. Really interesting conversation. Anirudh gave us some real deep insights into content creation and how they're thinking about different ways of creating it. Do check them out. Really fun show, really fun conversation. And with that, let me get you back to your show.
All right, welcome back to the second half of this episode of IVM Likes. Thank you so much for joining us again. Joining me again in the second half are Jalasmi and Rishi. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. And the topic that we're talking about on this episode is car movies. That are movies that feature car in some prominent-ish role, at least. These can be car movies with races, like car races, like racing. Or so that includes F1, NASCAR, or what have you. This can be just, I don't know, any kind of movie, like driving involved. This can be a slice of life, road movies, anything. Anything that that has cars, related to cars. Is on the table. So I have a few movies. I know that my fellow panelists have just one or two movies each, and I have like four that I want to talk about. So I think this show has basically just become things that I want to talk about and the movies that I want to put out there, and just get other producers and other sound engineers as just as an excuse to support that. To support what I want to talk about. Yeah. So I start with one which came out recently and it just blew my mind. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Have you seen the Mad Max movie franchise?
Yeah.
Have you seen all of them, Rishi?
No.
Jasmine, you not seen a single one?
No.
Okay, fair. Rishi, you said you've seen all of them?
Yeah, the one with
Charlize Theron. Charlize Theron, that's the latest one. That's Mad Max 4. Have you seen the original three, which came out in the 70s?
Nope.
Okay, so Mad Max, all movies are basically they're basically car movies. They're post-apocalypse where humanity is at the brink of extinction, and the whatever pockets of humanities are humanity that is left, they have formed small encampments. So there's like a certain encampment. It's all based in a desert wasteland. Okay, post-apocalypse in a desert wasteland. And each encampment of humanity controls like a different part, which is essential for humanity's survival. So like one of them, say, for instance, controls all the gasoline that is still existing in the world. Okay. Another faction controls all the ammunition and bullets that are still available in this world. Another one controls all the water. So like that kind of stuff. So like very cool done. And there's this one guy called Max. Okay. Mad Max is the title of the movies. And he has this car, which I'm forgetting the name of. I think it's called the Eradicator or something, which I will just tell you. Mad Max car.
Is like the latest one continuation of all those movies? Like,
huh?
Or like, are these movies like the Avengers?
Like Avengers?
The story is like connected.
No. So I'll tell you. So yeah, his car is called the Interceptor. Okay, all of the four movies, he's had a car called the Interceptor, and so which is like a very like a rugged car. It's a muscle car, and so he keeps modding it up. And there was like a Mad Max video game also, in which the car was featured very prominently. Very cool. So now the first three movies had Mel Gibson starring as Mad Max. He was playing Max. One second, I'll just tell you the years they were launched. I think they were in 1970s, the first two, three Mad Max films. The first one was in 1979, Mad Max 1. Mad Max 2 was in 81. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, that's the third one, was in 1985. And then Mad Max Fury Road came out in 2015. And it did crazy. It got nominated for like 12 Oscars.
Yeah.
Insane. Okay. And this franchise is known for not using CGI effects, like CGI. If they're like crashes or fires, they're not CGI, but they're practical effects. So if there is a crash, they're actually crashing a vehicle into another vehicle. You know, that kind of stuff for the stunt. So very well done. The vision of the director is great. I think the director is George Miller, if I'm not wrong. Very well done movies. So basically, it was around the things that Max has to do for survival. I don't know what else to say. It's just a fantastic franchise. Mad Max Fury Road came out after, whatever, like 30, 25 years almost from the original, the last 1985 Mad Max 3rd, Max Panther 3. And it had Charlize Theron in it. It had Tom Hardy, who played Mad Max. And just, it's the entire movie is just an endless chase. It is first a chase from A to B, where the main heroes are being followed by like three different factions from three different encampments of humanity existing. First part of the chase is from A to B, and the second part of the chase is from B to A, where they're going back. And it's just amazing, dude. The action is great. The storyline is awesome. The movie was a little polarizing because some people who liked it loved it. And people who hated it are like, dude, what is this? The entire movie, they're just running after each other. What is this? I'm like, yeah, that's the point of the movie. They're chasing after each other. It's chasing.
Like the movie fantastic. Purist.
Exactly, the movie purist. Yeah. So Mad Max, the franchise, please check it out. It's great. Let's get to Jalasmi. Jalasmi?
I think we should go with Rishi first. He'll have all Hollywood recommendations. Then we'll go to Bollywood, because I am
okay.
The Desi girl.
Fair enough. Rishi, get to you,
man. I would like to recommend Transformers, all the Transformers movies.
You like all the Transformers movies?
Yeah.
Like you like all the Transformers movies? Some of them are not great though, dude. No?
No, I like all of them.
Okay, fair enough.
But from the cars point of view, I think the Revenge of the Fallen was great.
Yeah, Revenge of the Fallen.
And Dark of the Moon, yeah. I mean, even with the CGI they did with the cars, it was awesome.
Yeah, this is Michael Bay movies.
Yeah. The fact that a car can transform into a robot, I mean, for me, that was, oh, shit.
Did you ever watch the cartoon series? Transformer cartoon series?
Yeah.
I watched quite a lot of them. There have been like 5-6 Transformer series now, cartoon series. Yeah. It's quite a lot. There was one Transformers cartoon series which was called Transformers Beast Wars, and I think there was another caption and another tagline under Beast Wars.
Okay.
It was Transformers Beast Wars, where the Transformers did not transform from cars to robots. They transformed from animals to bio-organic robots.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little more bizarre, but the storylines are very mature and meant for slightly more adult audiences. It was a good show, very entertaining. I used to have a good time. I think one of the main cast, the Optimus Prime equivalent, I forgot the name of that Transformer, but he was like a gorilla that then transformed into, bigger gorilla or something.
Even like a robot. Transformers last night, you know, there was a dragon or a dinosaur. That last scene.
Yeah, that's the one with Mark Wahlberg, no? In the Transformers?
Yeah, the last night.
Cool. Transformers movies, fair enough, man. Which is your favorite Transformers movie, though?
I think I'll say Revenge of the Fallen.
Okay, fair enough. And do you like Shia LaBeouf more or do you like Mark Wahlberg more?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, no.
The fact that he is so like hypersensitive. It's always like stuttering.
Not hypersensitive, hyperactive. You mean hyperactive?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Hypersensitive is, hypersensitive is like, oh, har baat bura maan leta.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, of course not, man. All good. So he's hyperactive for sure. And he's an actor who doesn't, because of the weird shit he does off screen,
he doesn't get
the due credit because he has like great acting chops.
Oh, yeah.
Cool, nice. Shia LaBeouf, I would agree. And Megan Fox, of course. Let's not forget about Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Cool. Transformers. Revenge of the Fallen. Fair enough. Jalasmi, let's get to you now.
Okay, so I'll talk about the Bollywood films. The Bollywood films don't have such great car movies, but I can think of two which have a specific car in the spotlight. Okay. Sabse pehle toh, the very, very revolutionary ahead of its time, Tarzan the Wonder Car.
Of course.
I mean, you have to say the film was a little childish, but then the car was pretty cool and the story was also pretty cool.
Yeah, Tarzan's Wonder Car is like our Transformers only. The car can just drive itself. It has a mind of its own.
Yeah. So see, Bollywood did it before.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
And the other one is Do Duni Char, because again, it's all about Do Duni Char basically from
Do you mean Do Duni Car? Sorry. Terrible point. Moving ahead. Yes.
Okay. So basically the movie is about a family's aspirations to go from, you know, two-wheeler to four-wheeler, and they borrow a car to go to a wedding because of the purpose of Shosha ki chalo hum gaadi mein aaye, and then, you know, what follows is a lot of nice comedy, family drama. But I think that's one movie which has a car in the spotlight. And because we're talking about cars, we should give a special mention to Rohit Shetty and all the films that he's made and all the cars that have fallen to the dust.
Of course, yes.
So, yeah.
Very true. Let me just, in Tarzan the Wonder Car, the Ajay Devgan, if you know, Ajay Devgan's character's Atma was in the Wonder Car.
In the basically. Car, yes.
That's so funny, dude. Just, wow. Yeah. You think the car was electric or petrol?
No, definitely electric. I think.
I mean, if a car can move on its own, why does it need anything? If it's an Atma controlling it, it should be able to control without having to refuel and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pada chala,
electric. The fuel was Atma.
The fuel was Atma, correct. Pada chala, like, bhaiya thoda Atma bhar dena. 500 ka Atma bhar dena isme. Kaun sa Atma? Ajay Devgan.
No, but one of the best car designers in that car, I think it was Dilip Chhabria who did the designing of the car and all of that.
Oh, dude, Dilip Chhabria just got arrested, by the way. But this is a random fact. Dilip Chhabria just got arrested because he scammed Kapil Sharma. Kapil Sharma ordered like a 5 crore, 7 crore worth vanity van from Dilip Chhabria, which he just never delivered, never got delivered. So Kapil Sharma filed a complaint to the police, and Dilip Chhabria, I don't know whether he got arrested, but he at least got taken into custody. Maybe he's out on bail now. I didn't follow up on the story, but just random Dilip Chhabria news, I guess. I was going to mention one more. Oh yeah, Ferrari ki Sawari.
How can we forget that?
Yeah,
such a nice film.
Yeah, very nice film. And I think Riya Chakrabarty in it, no?
No, there was Sharman Joshi and this guy, the Lakho Mekwala guy, and Boman Irani in it.
Ferrari ki Sawari, then there's one more, Mere Dad ki something.
Haan, Mere Dad ki, that one is Saqib Saleem and Riya Chakrabarty. That was something completely different.
But that was car related, no? Wasn't it a car?
That was car related. But you know, I always wonder where and when do these cars get to see the road, yeah? I mean, Sachin ke Ferrari parking mein padi rehti hogi most of the time. Dude. Does he even get time to out for a spin on Bombay roads, especially with the metro work going on?
For sure. Definitely does not. There was a scene in Mission Impossible 5, I think.
Yeah, with the BMW, no?
With the BMW in India, before the Anil Kapoor or after the Anil Kapoor scene.
No, Anil Kapoor, This
is the Mission Impossible with Anil Kapoor I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, and in that one, this is the one with Burj Khalifa. So whichever one that was. Rogue Nation? No, this was Rogue, sorry. So anyway, whichever Mission Impossible that was, they show a scene where a BMW, the i8, electric one, right? That one is in Bombay, on the Bombay streets. And it just stopped there, dude. Just can't do anything in Bombay. It's ridiculous.
But you know, it's so funny. Sometimes when you go to Sobo, you have all these little cars, mini Zen, Alto, Santro, and beech mein kahin se koi badi si sports car aake ruk jayegi. Everything is on the same signal, and it's such an ironic,
so bizarre. Correct.
You know, view.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
Correct. Very true. So a movie that I remember from my childhood, which I haven't seen in quite a few years, but as a child, I used to love this movie. It's very possible you guys have at least heard of the movie. Have you heard of a movie called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah, Oh, yes. I've heard about it.
Yeah. Rishi, have you heard of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No, no.
It was about a family who owned this car. And this car is like highly sought after because like there are like people trying to steal the car and all. Okay. The car is called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. The car has like all these like abilities. It can fly. It can go on water. Like these are the wheels, right? The wheels are like turn on themselves and then it can like float on water and all. So yeah, it has all these cool abilities. So just remember this, this movie. It's kind of nice.
Was the car built?
Or usme bhi atma aata hai?
Oh, I don't remember actually. I don't think atma. I think this is a car that exists.
Atma nirbhar hai wo.
Atma nirbhar hai wo, correct. Very true. Then a couple of more movies that I can just if I can.
So guys, what do you think about Tesla coming to Bangalore?
I think it's cool that we're getting like a properly electric car, like a full on electric car.
Yeah.
But it'll basically.
But just
like,
imagine a Tesla.
No, just imagine a Tesla.
I can totally imagine a Tesla on Indian roads, but I cannot imagine a self-driving Tesla. Like, so the self-driving feature, I think, will come later.
Oh, yeah.
Self-driving.
We are like jaywalking.
Exactly, dude. Exactly, yeah. Or, you know, what will have to happen is the margin of error will have to be increased to be able to drive on Bombay roads, self-drive on Bombay roads. The margin of error will have to be increased. Okay. Like, so in America, you have to maintain lanes, right? To be able to self-drive properly. You have to maintain lanes. In India, nobody maintains lanes. So no, the margin of error for the car rules have to be increased in the sense agar America mein you stop, if you're like 10 inches away from hitting a person, in India, it'll be like, just 5 inches. So there are going to be a lot more accidents happening by self-driving cars if that happens also, I think.
I was recording the Vishal Gondal show that is on our network.
Yeah.
And you know, the room he has a big Ferrari logo behind him. So, you know, one of the guests asked him, when are you getting your Ferrari? He was like, I think first I need to buy a road and then I'll buy the Ferrari.
That is so true.
That is so true. Okay, so I just have a couple of more movies that I want to talk about before we can end this episode. Just please bear with me. In 2007, Quentin Tarantino released a movie called Death Proof. Okay, I was just talking about it on a recent episode. Death Proof stars Kurt Russell. A fantastic movie. It's about a stuntman, a driver stuntman, played by Kurt Russell. He has a car, which is, it was, I think, a 1969 Dodge Charger, okay? Owned by Kurt Russell's character in the movie, who is a stuntman. But he's also a serial killer, okay? How he goes about killing, he kills young women. Those are his targets or prey, whatever you want to call it. And how he kills these women is he gets them in the car. He basically seduces them or what have you. He gets them into his car, right? And then they go on a drive. And then they have an accident, which Kurt Russell makes it look like an accident. Okay, it's not really an accident. He actually gets into an accident on purpose. But the crazy part is that his half of the car, like the driving seat half of the car, is death proof. Like that part of the car, the whoever sitting on that side of the car will always be safe.
So even the driver, passenger seat?
The passenger seat, no. The passenger seat, the woman dies. That's how he's a serial killer. The woman is sitting in the passenger seat and he'll crash the car. But he's the driver, right? So his side of the car is safe.
So no, it is a like only 2-person car or like the four?
I think it's a 4-person car, but they only ever use 2 of the seats. You know what I mean? Let me just
check. What if the woman wants to drive someday?
I mean, but they never get to a second date, that's the point.
No, first date pe, what if the woman tells ki chalo mujhe gaadi chalani do?
I don't think anyone will allow.
I mean, this guy's not gonna allow. he just say no, sorry. Or he'll be like, or he'll be like, take it, let me drive for 5 minutes and then you drive, okay? And then 5 minutes mein only he kills her.
No, just tell, go catch a bus.
Yeah, correct. Oh, so it's a 2-door. The 1969 Dodge Charger is a 2-door.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay, so again, a fantastic movie. So that's the setup of the movie, that this guy's a killer. The movie basically becomes like a revenge, not a revenge, but like these three women, he tries to kill one of them, okay? And then these three women come after him in their own car. And the rest of the movie is just these three women trying to beat up this guy or this guy trying to beat them up. Like, gives shifting. And it's just badass, dude. It's great. These women are just so awesome in this movie. So yeah, just check out Death Proof. That's one. Directed by Quentin Tarantino. Great, fantastic movie.
I'm definitely going to watch this one.
Yeah, Death Proof. And the last one I would like to talk about is a movie called Rush. It's a 2013 movie starring Chris Hemsworth and Daniel Brühl is the actor. And is directed by Ron Howard, the famous director, Ron Howard. This follows a real life true story of this very famous, these two racers, like some of the best in the sport that I've ever existed, called James Hunt and Niki Lauda. Niki Lauda is a weird name. That's his name. What do you want to do?
Yeah, it won't work in India.
Yeah, work in India. James Hunt and Niki Lauda, two extremely skilled Formula One racers. They had an intense rivalry with each other. And it follows this one race where their enmity reached to its huge climax, which is like went down in history as one of the finest races in racing history, in F1 history. And just fantastic. Chris Hemsworth. This is the movie I found out Chris Hemsworth is a great actor. This movie, I think 2013 or 2012 or something. That 2013 movie. I had no idea. I'd only seen Chris Hemsworth in two Thor movies before this. And both those Thor movies weren't great. So I was like, okay, this guy probably is not a great actor. But this guy f***ing proved in Rush that he can bloody well act and act rather well. And the other actor, Daniel Brühl, great, great acting. It's a fantastic story, dude. It's very simple. This is quite a straightforward movie. It's about a rivalry in racing. And that's all I have to say.
It has great music as well.
Oh, you've seen the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, true. Very, very true. Very fantastic.
Hans Zimmer.
Okay. Hans Zimmer. Yes.
They have a Desi version also of F1 rivalry in racing. If you remember, Tara Rampam.
Tara Rampam.
Saif and Rani.
Tara Rampam, Tara Rampam.
But so much senti.
This song is also from that. No, Tum hi tum ho nigaho mein.
Yes.
Tum ho raho mein. Mere dil ko dusre na.
That's how we remember like Bollywood movies.
Yeah. Yeah, correct. All right. That's a great end to this episode. I think we have run down quite a few of our favorite car movies. Thank you so much, guys. This has been lovely. We'll see you guys next week. Jalasmi, where can people follow you online?
It's Hathi Ka Bachcha on Instagram. And LinkedIn pe to Jalasmi Hathi. That's how I'm known.
Okay. Rishi, what about you?
And you can follow me on Instagram at _Rishi93.
All right. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at AntarikshT. Thank you so much, guys. See you guys on the next episode. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whether you're an established sports person or a budding one or simply a sports enthusiast, join us, Tanvi and Shlok.
We are two passionate pro badminton players talking policy, mindset and everything sport.
So tune in to the Millennial Athlete every Monday.
Only on the IVM Podcast Network.
Trust us, it's going to be lit.
Want to learn something new and have a few minutes to spare? Well, then go for the Traveling Professor's Diary, where I, Siddharth Deshmukh, the Traveling Professor, will help you glean from all the insights that I've gained from wherever I've traveled, learned, taught and repeated. Join me every Tuesday and Thursday on the IVM podcast website, app or wherever you get your podcasts from.